Episode 2, Part 4. Welcome to The Joint.
I'm trying to think where we were going to go now.
I know. We were talking about the clubs. We could keep continuing with the clubs, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean... So, yes, there were a lot of factors. If anything, like I said, I think the city paper and Colin Williams and Xavier Thomas, I mean, guys, everything does not have to be race bait in an article for someone to publish. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I totally agree.
Or the issues are gentrification, racism, the shifting identity, like we talked about earlier, that's a good thing. It's more diverse. It's far more diverse in Pittsburgh.
I'm gonna just put it so. Look, accountability to situations that arise, and it happened in Faces, and it changed an aspect of Faces is gun violence. Let's just be real.
And I mean, that's plagued. And, yes, sadly.
Yeah, a lot of places. And I mean, look, as hopefully you all can see and hear, I'm a super hip hop fan. Both of us.
Damn right.
We go back and we love the probably sided with the older. It's not even about that. Put it up against anything and you're going to like it too. We're talking 90s. We don't have to go the further. However, the culture of hip hop has gotten poisoned and that enters into society. Now it doesn't mean that there's definitely all these things exist since centuries. We have guns now for years. I mean, what guns have been around 1800s, look further. Like muskets and shit.
Civilization has always had weapons. But
violence has always had some.
But civilizations have always had war. A form of a weapon to, you know, protect themselves.
Yeah, and one of my favorite historical people is Genghis Khan. His story. Woo! I found listening through podcasts. They would take him and his army would take the fat from humans and animals and then turn them into firebombs and burn villages with that. Dark shit. Like, what?
Don't be surprised. There are really fucked up things going on overseas right now.
Yeah.
Some horrible things.
Been going on. Yemen from us, the drone for years. I mean, it's not to dump on our operations and so forth. There's many other countries that got their share, whatever. But you just got to be honest, you know, that warfare, you know, warfare is a dirty business. I mean, like much. But
it's a very profitable business too.
Yeah, we don't have to get into that. But just to add into that part, definitely is a factor in what's happened in Pittsburgh. Definitely, there's been there's a dark cloud on the south side because of a lot of these issues, and I don't have a problem going there, but it makes me think a certain way. And I remember being there and seeing fights and almost seeing somebody get stabbed. But no guns at that time. When I was there.
And I go to Carmela's, one of the best restaurants in the city, down the south side. She's right on Carson Street, but further down, right. You know.
Right.
Love her establishment. And
never had her, but shout out staff. To them.
Oh, don't worry. Next time you're in Pittsburgh, we'll go there.
Dos Tacos.
She's awesome.
Shout out to Dos Tacos.
There we go.
They're dope. Mm-hmm. And that's coming from somebody who's had real Mexican. You guys definitely got a good flavor going on. If they opened out here, they would definitely go off. Like even really? In this competition. Yeah, they would do well. And they almost in any side of town. I really feel that they would. They would nowadays, especially with the foodie mob, the foodie ways. People want to have different, like, yeah. I mean, like you said in the previous podcast about the Pony League, kids from Mexico checking out Taco Bell.
True.
So, yeah, man. You know.
Oh, you do listen.
I listen, man. I do my best. As much as I fucking talk, and people probably perceive that I do listen.
Hey, you know, wait. We got to give a shout out to the Virgin Islands and I think New Zealand.
St. Lucia, too, for my man Josh and his sister right now and everything. Yeah, she lost the grandmother. Or they did, yeah.
Oh, damn.
But she, you know, she was much older. But, you know, Rod Rest, beautiful island. Ever look up St. Lucia? Oh, my God. I was like, wow, that's...
I
got to go to some of those.
I was giving shout outs because we had two listeners from there.
There we go. That's what's up. We got listeners. I got listeners. Yeah, I got, man.
Yeah, I'm talking about specifically thejoint.podbean.com.
Yes.
We had two listeners from other countries. Well, I know.
Oh, we have more than that from mine, too. A little bit more. I'm not saying a whole bunch, but from my upload of this, definitely it's some overseas ones, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure like you Europe. Do. Absolutely.
Europe and so forth, Asia. Yep.
You just gave me an idea. We'll have to talk about that offline.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs to our countries.
To the countries.
Yes, overseas. We're giving shout outs to the countries.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, it's awesome that, you know.
I love the reach of all this platform
that
stuff.
That is the one cool thing to, you know, connect
and,
with.
And
other
I have to say, like, shout out. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
You said it. Yeah, I want that out. But shout out to my subscribers on and non-subscribers too on my YouTube channel that have commented on my X-Clan video I uploaded a while back that came from VHS that had got some love to get some help on getting transferred and like perfectly, man, so thankful because that's an old tape and it was a BT show. Cheryl, I'm not going to get her, Sherry something right now, but she's beautiful, beautiful black woman, light skin. But Sherry Carter. That's right. And it was always very R&B tone talk show and all that, which was dope. And I think they were one of the real rare hip hop acts to get to do an interview with her. And people respond so well to it. It's so nice. Like every single one.
Nice.
Yeah, it's dope. That's what I get out of, because I ain't getting no money not yet on that shit. None of this, you know, it's coming. But that's the part of social media that you know, I wish that we would get. There is a lot of people in that range, you know, I feel on our age and even younger, but that's the special part of social media. You know, I've connected with family from it. That I wouldn't have. So there's that. Oh, and friends.
There are a great number of benefits.
Yeah.
And some issues that need to be worked out soon.
Yeah. It got thrusted up. Yeah. Things got thrusted out. Like AI, all this technology is like so advanced, so thrusted, and it's like no parameters set up, you know?
Oh, the
so
AI, like, I mean, that's...
It's all figuring out along the way or something. It's like, you know, but, I hope, like, you know, the society, we have to keep thinking, like, and in every way, the ones that control, like, whatever media, like, we got to keep in that zone. That's what we have to do in the end of the day. That's what I always believe. Like, we have to have humanity.
Yes, and not get offended over every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that Gen X is we're a pretty awesome generation. I think.
Yeah,
I mean, we are resilient. We are survivors.
Mm-hmm.
We are the last generation that had no phones or anything like that, but grew up as the technology was emerging. And
we've
seen it ever since.
We're the bridge.
We are the bridge. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So like, that's why in little nuggets, I know you're doing it too. We're going to impart nuggets here for anybody that's watching. That's going to go on. I'm seeing the future self 20, 30 years from now.
Yeah. It's insane, man. So, it's the fact that, technology has just gone and grown so quickly that I don't even think society has not caught up yet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Our laws definitely haven't.
It never will at this point.
No,
100%. But we are doing, thankfully, I feel that there is an attention to it, which is good. If that's there, that's good.
Oh, there's definitely an intention for the good to come.
Yeah. No, an attention, but intention and attention, meaning address it.
I got gotcha. Excuse me. I got gotcha. Yeah,
I want to make sure I was, because drinking and stuff.
No
but
worries.
But intention is that we're giving vocabulary and all this, You're going to get a little something here.
I'm getting a little extra show while just watching this.
Good. That's what I want to bring in this one. I was like, I'm bringing all of it now. Like,
Oh, man.
I got through the first time video. Not first time, but for us. But it's a comfortable, whatever. Like, I've been on audio a lot of my time, but now I'm like, no, we're going. Let's go.
Video is fun. I like video. Yeah. The podcast.
You get a little, picture
like
with it.
But the podcast is great too. I like the combination.
I'm right here. Just hold on. You're good. Don't worry. And we could stop at the end of this one if you want.
We can end it.
We'll stop.
We can end it with.
Yeah, we should.
All right, Nate, you switched up your hat.
Yeah, I want to do that. I just did backwards.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's
a good tribute as the end of this episode.
This was from Josh. He got it from someone. Like, he was just.
Yeah. So what are you wearing here, man?
It's like there's like some little horned sort of, or I feel like it's got a like the green, and it just kind of gives me
furry
a
or fuzzy. What are those called?
Yeah, it's furry. Fuzzy. It's soft. No,
are you a furry?
Am I a furry? No, I don't wear. I'm not doing that. I'm not.
Pittsburgh has the convention here every year.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's known, man. That's very well known, man.
It's actually pretty funny to go watch. Like when they do a little parade, or actually even when you see them like in the bars and stuff, that gets in restaurants.
That gets Pittsburgh a lot of good tourism.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I've seen it my last visit and so forth. Like, I've seen tourists, like French and so forth. And like, that's been there. But Pittsburgh's a very interesting place overall, man. It really is. Like, I know the history. And
it's grown.
And, yeah, but the history, there's a lot of stuff about Pittsburgh. It was fascinating. I mean, there's a Hollywood connection, too, to Pittsburgh, man. MGM is from Pittsburgh. Metro. That was the company.
Warner Brothers is actually not too far away. The first Warner Brothers theater was, well, some will speculate.
There's a connection.
But, yeah, it's right within our region.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm.
Nickelodeon, I didn't know.
Yeah, it was called a Nickelodeon, not the network.
That's right, yeah.
Real far back, yeah.
Right, they were called Nickelodeons back then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Man. Oh, that station started here too? No kidding.
No, that didn't happen there,
I know, I'm joking.
No, it's great.
So what's up with the hat? What is the story behind your hat?
Well, this is from my man Jiggy Josh, and it probably come from some club or somewhere. He would just get random stuff so it's one of my little keeps.
It's good to remember your friends, man.
Yeah, man.
Friends and family. That's all we got.
That's right.
Well, that and our word and our balls too, you know. I got to throw some Scarface at the end there too.
Yeah. So let's go into that. Like, what was your first time seeing Scarface and what format?
Oh, Nate, I probably still have the VHS tapes.
It was VHS. Mine was too.
I don't think it was much later. Theater. Yeah.
What year? What was the year or so? Or regionals, like somewhat. Doesn't have to be exact.
To watch Scarface?
Yeah. What was your age or like whatever it was?
Man, that would have been. I would have been a young teenager. Young.
Mm. Yeah, because you were real. You always had a stack of VHSs and everything, man. You were really on that game. I was like, damn, he's a real movie head.
Yeah, I was like, not as much. Which is sad because I got derailed from my calling when I got into politics.
That's all good. Probably true. No,
I did.
I get it.
I got derailed.
Hey, I actually, well, for myself, but you're included in some way. I feel not derailed. We definitely could have been signed.
I know.
But we just weren't in that mode, you know, and continue. But I'm glad I'm proud of what I'm proud of my fucking self and what I went through. Definitely the way I went, because I got way more nuts and bolts and everything, you know.
And again, we are from the resilient Gen X, man.
Mm-hmm. We have I've done it all.
We have that bridge before all this craziness of social media and cell phones and so forth.
Yeah, but there's society, like, even it's a parenting thing. Like, we're from like the latchkey generation. I know for myself for sure. Right. Coming from a single mother household, and many of us in different ways. Mine was from death of my father at a young age. Others, it's the divorce, which I felt was way worse.
Yeah,
divorce, in a lot of ways. Depending on age.
I've gone through yeah. that.
Mm-hmm. But you know, but that was it was like your parent, your you know, come back when the street lights on type thing. Even though I didn't hear that from my mom, but she worked nights. It was just loose versus it was nature versus it was some nurture definitely, but not, it was more nature, as they say, nature versus
right.
nurture,
nature versus nurture. Right.
We had more nature than what's not far after us. There's like. Once you get about 6-7 years younger from us, they get the helicopter parent. Dude, a bit of it in some way. Coddling thing.
So my brother is about 3.5 years younger than I am.
Yeah. Okay.
I Not see too much
a difference though.
Yes. There's a significant,
there is.
He fits a millennial.
Mm,
he yep. totally fits millennial.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
my sister, down. My sister, definitely Gen X, but she's like a harder Gen X in a certain way. She is, even though she's like businesswoman and private,
right? But and, you know, Gen X is a you know big segment of the population. So
yeah, we're going back to. I think it starts. There's variants to it, but it's like 64, 63,
right,
through to 80, kind of as an argument.
70,
and I feel that's good. But 80-ish. they call it depending where you're at. So your brother would be more of a cusp. So he has some Gen X, but he's a cusp.
Yes, he would be the cusp. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And my cousin, he's at the end of Boomer, so he actually relates a bit more Gen X than Boomer, but he has definitely some of that. Which is no problem. My mom actually is a cusp too, but she's the silent generation, which is before Boomer, just barely.
Right.
And, but what I learned is right at her era into that early Boomer, that's the first teenager, as we know, like getting an allowance and these things we talk about. Cause before that, you're working pretty much like that. The rest before is working. Kids, you know, farm or who knows what factories. Well,
and then, you know, obviously there were some labor laws and you know child yeah. protections put into place.
But you think from then on, like before, like general, like a lot of time is really that in different ways. So, which makes, you know, those are really, really harsh versions, but it makes a more resilient person. And that's what we experience in our own way. And there's resilience still in different ways. I'm not, no distant, no younger generations, you'll experience whatever. But yeah, that's all.
Oh, you know, the generation today, I mean, there's I a feel lot sorry of, for them, man. I mean,
I do. Again, it's not their fault. It's not their fault.
Again, as an advocate for good mental and emotional health, I mean, with them growing up right in the social media age,
yeah, it's rough. They have that's what I'm saying. They're going to have
whole
their own
level of anxiety and depression,
yeah,
and bullying and so forth, yeah, which is just not cool.
Right,
life is hard enough. We don't need to bully everybody online.
We'll pile on, and where you're going to have this extra level. Right? Like, we all going to have that bullying. I went through it. I really went through it, but it wasn't filmed and put on. You know, that would have been, I don't even know. I don't even know.
That's insane.
I don't know. I mean, really, I think I've thought in those terms, like, oh man, if we had a certain level, it didn't even have to be this level, but just a decent level. Like, we already had our things, and like, I can imagine adding that to it. I'm like, oof. I mean, there was fun with it, but
I'm that's happy. Rough. I'm happy in the era that, you know, we grew up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yes, that's why we will always be relevant, because we are the last. We are the bridge before we go completely digital.
And shout out Gen Z. I feel good about them in certain ways.
I'm scared for them,
but I have you know, keep learn. Hopefully, tap into us. There are many that are, or they tap in, or you know.
And you're right.
You know, their parents are who they are. So they're like our kids, essentially. Yeah, they could be. We're not, you know, fathers, but yeah.
Exactly.
That's all I can say.
All right, Nate, we're about to hit the warning here clockwise. Word.
That's a great way to end.
Love it, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, brother. So,
again, Can You Chronicles. Check me out. You know where it's at. Going down in the notes and all that. Nate, a.k.a. Crash. That's my name. Word. Thank you for watching. Appreciate it. Like and subscribe.
And I'm Matt Sweets, Stanishevsky from America, period. And please follow us, or at least listen to us, like us, share, comment.
Definitely the joint, baby.
Yes, the joint. It's available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Pandora, and
all
more.
The video stuff.
We're all over. So definitely check us out. The video version at America Period on YouTube and Facebook, and Canu Chronicles. Did I say it right this time?
Close.
Canu.
Can you?
Can you?
Just can you?
Can you?
Like, can you do it? Can you say it?
You know
can
what? You speak when I filmed.
Don't think about the.
When I recorded the trailer for this,
you did good, man.
Actually, I had to go back and forth numerous times to your YouTube channel and listen to it. I'm like, okay, do I have it? I'm like, so I had to catch myself because I default.
No, you're not alone. You're not alone. Don't even trip about that. I love it.
My last name is Stanishevsky. So, you know,
I
understand.
Yo, bro, seriously, I'm going to send it to you. I did an AI about our show.
Okay.
And put your name. I just want to see how AI would deal with it.
Right.
It fucking nailed it, dude.
What? All right.
I couldn't believe it. I'm going to send it to you. You're going to trip.
All right. We're out of here.
Peace.
Deuces.
Love and have a fun.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
See you later, brother.
Peace, brother.
Peace.